It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, proud to be part of the team here at Catholic Radio Indy. This show is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. To get more information on them, go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Well, if you're a sports fan, if you're a football fan, you're probably a little bit perplexed after last weekend and all that went on in the National Football League. It is the talk of the town still today and probably all the way up until this next weekend of games, because everybody's going to say, okay, what's going to happen next? What's going to be the result of this? If you don't know the story, about 200 National Football League players decided not to stand during the national anthem. It was in protest, they say, primarily for what President Donald Trump said. President Donald Trump said, you know, anybody who doesn't stand, I would like to fire the SOB, basically. We'll paraphrase there a little bit. The president is, as you know, a guy that says what he thinks most of the time, maybe sometimes to a fault. But my feeling on it is, I'm proud of him for standing up for the national anthem. I think the flag is very important. When you think of what people have died for that flag, and when someone dies and comes back from overseas, what are they draped in? They're draped in that flag. And I've had a lot of friends of mine injured, people who are military who came back from conflicts who are injured. They're disabled veterans. And many of them have the same take on it in that, that was the flag that they draped my brothers in when he came home, and did not make it. So it means so much to them. Now, there's the other side of it where people say, well, because my brother fought and died, the people have the right to say and do what they think. We fought for them to have the freedom of speech. So you can go about down any road you want to on this story. But the bottom line is, what happened Sunday in the NFL, I think, was an embarrassment to our nation. Just too much coverage. I kind of agree. Jim Ganley and I were talking about it. If the media would just kind of put the camera the other way, let the football players do what they want to do, whatever way that is, and just kind of let it happen without all of the coverage, that's one thing that could happen. But one story that sticks out to me was the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a team, they decided not to come out at all for the national anthem. They decided to, their protest was, they were going to stay in the locker room the entire part of that part of the game. One man, Alejandro Villanueva, who is a veteran, an Army Ranger who fought in Afghanistan, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers now. He came out. One guy came out for the Steelers and stood with his hand across his chest, across his heart, and while they performed the national anthem. That was a very telling moment, I think, for the entire league. After the game, their coach, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, talked about the entire conflict.
We didn't ask for this. This was placed upon us by circumstance. I heard rumblings of guys talking during the course of the day yesterday. My contention was that we will not allow politics to divide us with football players, with football team. If many of them felt like something needed to be done, I asked those guys to discuss it. And whatever they discussed, that, you know, we have 100% participation or we do nothing. They just discussed it for an appropriate length of time. They couldn't come to an understanding. So they chose to remove themselves from it. They were not going to be disrespectful in the anthem. So they chose not to participate, but at the same time, many of them were not going to accept the words of the president. So we decided to sit it out, to not take the field, to remove ourselves from it, to focus on playing football. And so those were our intentions.
And it was okay. He came out. He was out of the tunnel because of
like I said, I was looking for 100% participation. We're going to be respectful of our football team. Man, these are divisive times in the United States, and it's a shame. But it is, but we're not politicians. We're coaches and professional athletes. And if those of us are individuals choose to participate in politics in some way, I'm going to be supportive of that. But when we come out of you know, locker rooms, man. We come out of locker rooms to play football games. And to be quite honest with you, man, I didn't appreciate our football team being drugged into politics this weekend. And I'm sure that that's a global perspective. But, you know, we're blessed to do this for a living. And so with that blessing comes responsibility. We understand that. We understand that we're given a platform that's a unique one. Many of us are called to maybe do things that we wouldn't normally do because of that platform, where people apply pressure to us to do things because of that platform. And the bottom line is, we chose not to play ball today in that regard. Maybe we will, but today we just said no.
It comes from the leg.
We didn't keep secrets. I called the commissioner this morning and told him our intentions.
Mike, do you think any of that impacted your team at the start?
I don't. I really think that probably more than anything, it minimized it as a distraction for us. Once we came to that determination, it was business as usual. The big thing is that we remain united. These teams, man, this game of football is a unique one. We're all blessed to be a part of it, man. We all get tolerances because of people that are different because of our association with ball. I think that anybody that's involved with ball has a high level of tolerance, has a high level of understanding. We feel bad for people that aren't involved in football, that don't get an opportunity to have a brother that's very different than him next to him that he has to rely on so you gain understanding. We will not be divided by this.
That's Coach Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a lot of what he said right there at the end is a lot of what we talk about here at Catholic Sports Weekly, how the world of athletics can be such a great place for people to get together. And if they have great leadership, they can accomplish so very much. We heard it from Otter Hurley earlier in the year. We've heard it really from Ray McKenna of Catholic Athletes for Christ, that athletics can be a real great platform. The leaders need to lead in the right direction, and let's hope that this next weekend has a little bit less drama in the NFL. Hey, the Colts did win, by the way. The Colts got their first win. They beat the Browns. Notre Dame got a win. How about a nice win? They beat Michigan State 38-14 last Saturday. They're home this weekend against Miami of Ohio, and the Marion Knights got a win, and they host. It's the Franciscan Bowl this weekend on the Marion University campus as Marion, the Knights, host St. Francis. St. Francis ranked number one in the nation. That game is Saturday night on the Marion campus at 6:05. Let's look back a little bit at high school football from, seems like so long ago, way last Friday. But Ron Colley, we had their coach Scott Marsh on last week, and they won again. They keep reeling it off. Ron Colley, they're 6-0 on the season. That's 21 straight that they've won. Quarterback Connor Grove had a great game for the Rebels, 211 yards passing, and they had a couple touchdowns, also ran for a touchdown. They beat Brebeuf 45-18. Chittard got a win. They beat Guerin Catholic 35-7, the first loss of the year for the Eagles. And Cecina is 5-1 after beating Lutheran. Ritter suffered its first loss of the year. Triton Central got him 28-21. And Cathedral fans, you're undefeated in the state of Indiana. In the state of Indiana, you hadn't lost a game. They beat Jeffersonville 48-7. The Irish now 2-4 overall. And now they go out of the state again. They go to Kentucky this week. Big games to keep an eye on this weekend in high school football. This Friday night, Guerin is at Brebeuf, and Ron Colley plays at Fisher. So it should be an interesting week and a nice time to just get out and support the kids. They say the temperature's going to break. So I remember last Friday, my son plays for the Noblesville Millers. They got a first win. Millers beat Hamilton Heights, but it was hot out there last Friday night. It was very hot. And this week they say it's going to break. We'll see what happens with that and maybe make it a better situation for all the fans and the football players especially. Well, coming up on this show, we're a special treat. Tamika Catchings, she played basketball for a very long time, but she is so much more than just a basketball player. She's a four-time Olympic gold medalist, the WNBA MVP at one point during her 16-year career, and a WNBA champion, of course, with the Indiana Fever. Coming up in October, she is going to be the keynote speaker for the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast. That thing is set for Tuesday, October 24th, 7:15 in the morning at Indiana Roof Ballroom. For tickets, go to IndyPrayerBreakfast.com. We're going to hear from Tamika as we continue next here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. For more information on them, go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. You can also send me questions, emails, whatever you want to send me at Will, that's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Well, a big event is coming up in October, October 24th, Tuesday morning. It's the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast. It'll start bright and early, 7:15. That's why it's a breakfast, right? 7:15 in the morning at Indiana Roof Ballroom. And the keynote speaker is none other than the great, the legendary Tamika Catchings. And she is joining us now this week here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Tamika, thank you and congratulations on all your success. But it's great to have you involved with the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Super excited.
That event, of course, Tuesday, October 24th, and really, it's a perfect fit for you, I would imagine, just based on your life story. Faith has been central to your life from the minute you were born, pretty much, hadn't
yeah.
it been?
Huh? Yeah, definitely. You know, I think growing up in my family and with my mom and dad, you know, going to church was not an option. It was something that we did whether we wanted to or not from an early age, and, you know, for me, really, the as I look back on my life, the seeds were planted from the beginning, and, you know, kind of every single gesture and jump to, you know, from junior high to high school to college, and college to the pros, like, I just kind of look back, and I'm so thankful that that I have a relationship with Christ, and, you know, that my faith had been super important and a part of me for my whole life.
And of course, we all know you from Indiana Fever fame, and you retired after 16 seasons with them. And retirement, though, is a word that maybe doesn't mean a whole lot to you, because
yeah.
you are one busy person. Kind of give everybody a little bit of an idea. Catch us up on Tamika Catchings. What's going on with you?
Wow. Well, I retired last year, and kind of made a commitment to myself. Was like, I will not get a real job until 2017, and. In late November, I got a phone call from ESPN asking me if I would like to commentate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, two things that I always said while I was playing were that there were two things that I would never do when I'm finished. I would never commentate, and I would never be a coach. And so, you know, I turned down the opportunity a couple of times, and finally the lady came back, and she was like, you know, you don't seem like somebody that would just give up and not even try something to see if you like it or not. And so, that's the first thing that I started doing. So early 2017, I became a broadcaster, commentator for ESPN and did the SEC Network, and that rolled into first or second round of the tournament. So amongst that, learned my favorite tea shop was going to be closing down,
yep.
Tease Me Cafe, talked to the owners about trying to figure out, like, hey, we got to keep this in Indiana. It's something that not only myself but a lot of the customers just love the vibe and love, you know, just what Tease Me Cafe was about. So owner and I talked for a little bit, and I ended up buying that, so took over in February with that. And then, April, started talking to Pacers Sports and Entertainment about a role here with not only just the Fever, but with the Fever, the Pacers, and the Mad Ants. And so I got hired on to Pacers Sports and Entertainment as the Director of Player Program and Franchise Development. So needless to say, between those three and then, of course, my foundation, the Catch the Stars Foundation, still got a lot of work going on with that. And so, you know, between those four things, it's been busy, but
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
We're talking with Tamika Catchings, and very busy woman. And I tell you, you might have to go back to playing just to get some relaxation. Huh?
No, I don't know about that. My body won't hold up now.
Yeah, I bet not. And you're now married, right? You're married,
yes.
Parnell Smith. I remember
yep.
covering him in high school. I covered him when I was a sportscaster. He played, I think, Pike, right? Was he?
Yes.
Yeah. He great young man, and congratulations on that, and best
thank
wishes,
you.
I guess I should say, to the bride, right?
Thank you. But, well, we're a year and a half in, and we still like each other, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the Tease Me Cafe. That is, where is that exactly, and what kind of store is it?
Yeah, so it's located at 140 East 22nd Street, so it is downtown on 22nd between Delaware and Pennsylvania, right on that Talbot Street corner, but It's awesome. You know, I, of course, I'm a little biased, but even as a customer, like I would always talk about, just being able to go and the vibe. I just like the vibe. Mm-hmm. It's low. It's real, like laid back, low key. You know, but we offer tea. We added coffee to the menu because a lot of people were like, well, we don't like tea. I was like, well, now we have coffee. So we teamed up with Tinker Coffee, so that's where we get our coffee from. And, you know, we provide breakfast. We do lunch. We're open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. But really, you know, my vision with that is to franchise, but then also along those same lines, just being able to employ youth. You know, through the foundation, we're able to impact so many kids. We focus on age, boys and girls, ages 7 to 18. And so for me, it's always been about, like, what can I do for kids? What can I do for kids? And so, you know, now with this opportunity, we host the first Friday. So every first Friday of the month, we have open mic. So the kids come, and it's not just spoken word or poetry, but we had, you know, a young man came in and played his bass. His instrument, and then, you know, we have people that come and sing, we have artists that draw, I mean, we have a little bit of everything, so it's an opportunity for kids to come and share their talents, and, you know, that's what it's all about for me.
Mm-hmm. The Catch the Stars Foundation, there's a website I know for that, I was on there looking, it's a great website, a lot of interacting, active opportunities and things to get involved with for the youth and for anyone, really. And what's the website for that?
Catchthestars.org.
catchthestars.org. And you can tell right away when you go on that website that there is a faith element to your life. We talked about that a little bit off the start, and you are the keynote speaker for the event, the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast, on Tuesday, October 24th. We'll tell more about how to get tickets for that in just a bit. But you said it was started with the family, kind of instilled that early on, but you obviously had to make decisions along the way in your life where Christ was first in your life.
Of course. How
did that journey, you know, tell me about that journey.
Really, I mean, I start going back to junior high because that's probably the first time. Well, I wouldn't say first time, but, you know, sports was obviously a big thing in our family, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we played multiple sports between basketball, volleyball, and track and field. Did, you know, a little bit of everything. But I remember just early, my mom and dad said, "Well, if you can't make it to church, then surely you can't do or compete in any practices or games or anything." And so, you know, that was something that was standardized in our family. But I got my own relationship with the Lord really during college, my college years, and you know, different circumstances happen, and then of course, you know, you just kind of fall back onto what you know. And it's always been my faith, it's always been God, and it's always been kind of like Him watching over me through my ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And so really being able to recommit my life to Christ and, you know, commit it and make it and have a relationship of my own and not necessarily through my family.
Well, your story is so incredible. You, if I'm correct, you were born with a hearing loss. I think you're considered deaf, correct? And,
yes.
And to battle through that, That had to be just a life lesson for you and for everybody around you, that you just didn't let that be a hurdle you couldn't overcome, did you? You just were not going to let it stop you.
No. And, you know, the correct terminology for me is I'm just hard of hearing.
Okay.
So I have a mild to moderate hearing loss, which, you know, enables me. I'm not bad enough to get a cochlear implant, but, you know, I'm bad enough where I just need to wear a hearing aid. So, you know, that was kind of my struggle growing up, is having to wear the hearing aids and not being able to fit in with everybody else, and having something so visible at such a young age. That's the thing that is just, like, I don't know, scars you early on. And you know, there were plenty of times where I wanted to give up from that standpoint. But you know, I have a great family and a great supporting cast that has definitely helped push me through.
Yeah. You mentioned the going to church where it wasn't an option, and that I got to break your heart a little bit. It seems like today's world, a lot of parents actually let their kids take a pass on church activities or take a pass from church or mass because they've got a soccer game or because they've got a football game. And how can we stop that? How can we work on
good
that?
Good luck.
I know. I mean, that's so. It really is up to the parents, isn't it? Because they're the ones that have to drive the kids where they're going. And if they go take a left to church instead of a right to the soccer field, that could be the difference, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like even with that, it starts young. I try to take my nephew to church as much as I can, just to instill in them that it is important, and you know, something that we grew up with. But you know, like I try to make sure that as much as I can, and of course, when we have our kids, Parnell and I, you know, that'll be a priority for us. But you know, I think we've gotten to the point now in society that there, you know, it used to be like Sunday was your day of rest. Mm-hmm. And they talk about it in the Bible. That's just kind of like it's always been the day of rest, family time, you know, just unplug from everything and focus on family. And now it seems like, you know, sports have taken over, and it's just like, okay, well, Saturday used to be the day that you try to cram as many things, you know, Friday night and Saturday. And then, you know, eventually somebody started kind of tooling a little bit with Sundays, and you know, realize that, you know what, there are a lot of people that would prefer to go to a sporting event than an actual, you know, than actually going to church. Mm-hmm. And little by little, you've seen it just kind of take over. It used to be like, okay, well, games won't start till after 1, and then it got to after 12, and then after 11. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, okay, it's a free fall as far as games. And you know, as disappointing as it is, you're right, it does at some point, you know, if it's the parent taking over and just saying, look, this is something that, you know, is a priority for our family and that we're going to make sure we do first and foremost.
Tamika Catchings joins us this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. She will be the keynote speaker Tuesday, October 24th at the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast. It starts at 7:15 in the morning at Indiana Roof Ballroom. Individual tickets, just $30. Table of 8 is $200. For more information, you can register online at IndyPrayerBreakfast.com. That's IndyPrayerBreakfast.com. What will be your message that morning? What are you working on, and what would be your message as it relates to the people in that group?
I can't tell you.
It's a secret.
I can't tell you, because if I tell you now, then I got to make sure that everybody that's listening is going to show up. So mm-hmm. We got to make sure.
But
we'll just wait until then.
But it will be a faith-filled, I imagine, morning. Are you a real vocal person with your faith, or do you normally have to be sort of asked about it? Do you wear it on your sleeve?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not in a bad way. You know, I don't feel like I, you know, there's some people that will try to force faith on other people. I don't feel like I'm that way. Like, I just know for me and what I represent and who I stand for, and that's what I just try to live my life every single day according to that.
Yeah, and the Catch the Stars Foundation is a great release for that, isn't it? I mean, that's a group that really reaches out and helps people. What's kind of next for the foundation?
Well, coming up next in November, well, we got Indy Due Day coming up.
Yep.
And then, you know, of course, I feel like every organization will be a part of that. But beyond that, we have our fitness clinic coming up November 11th, and that's for boys and girls ages 7 to 15. And then we also, along with that, have a parent wellness clinic that coincides the fitness clinic. You know, one of the things we always saw was we're teaching the kids about healthy eating, and we're teaching them about living a healthy lifestyle and putting them through all these different activities, but they don't go grocery shopping and they don't cook meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we incorporated the parent wellness clinic, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So this will be our fourth year, I believe, doing that. And so every year it's grown. This is our third year. So every year it's grown. But, you know, we have some, St. Vincent is a big sponsor of ours, and then, of course, Kroger has come on board, and, you know, they help us out a lot. And then we donate, all the canned goods that we get for admission to Gleaners Food Bank. So we have that coming up, and then our annual basketball camp, holiday basketball camp, will be December 27th through the 29th. And for more information, you can always go to the website, catchthestars.org.
All right, so catchthestars.org. Tamika, thank you so very much. And you heard her right there. She will not give us a little bit of a tease as to what's coming up. You have to go to the event at the Indiana Roof Ballroom on Tuesday, October 24th. Tamika, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right, that's Tamika Catchings, and we're going to take a break. Thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, here on Catholic Radio Indy, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. Hey, if you'd like to jump aboard and maybe help us out here and be an underwriter of this show, contact me at my email address. It's will@CatholicRadioIndy.org. Remember, it's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It was a real pleasure of mine to get a chance to catch up with Tamika Catchings. I hope you enjoyed that. She is a superstar on the basketball court. Of course, she went on to Olympic gold medal fame, and now she owns a tea shop as well as her foundation, and that's a great place to go. CatchTheStars.org. CatchTheStars.org. Thank you again, Tamika Catchings. And don't forget, the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast is coming up on Tuesday, October 24th. It's at the Indiana Roof Ballroom. There are tickets remaining. IndyPrayerBreakfast.com. IndyPrayerBreakfast.com. If you have questions, there's a number also that you can contact a guy named Dean. Contact Dean at 317-407-7499. It would be great to pack the house and have a big night for Tamika Catchings on Tuesday, October, or big morning on Tuesday, October 24th. The game of the week, definitely in football this weekend, the Marian Knights. They host the Franciscan Bowl as they take on St. Francis. There is a little traveling trophy that goes along with that. That game is Saturday night on the Marian University campus, a 6:05 kickoff. The Knights trying to get another win. This is a big one always. This is the rivalry, the biggest game of the week, the biggest game of the year for the Knights as they host St. Francis. And don't forget, on the high school football field, Garen is at Brebeuf, Roncalli at Fishers. It's a busy Friday night, and we're supposed to have great weather. So enjoy it. Get out and support the kids. And again, thank you so much for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. We're proud to bring it to you each and every week. Let's pray for the NFL. Let's pray that they get all this together and we move forward as a country, because deep down inside, that's what we are. We are Americans. God bless, and thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.